It's hard to believe that this is going to be the 10th anniversary effect for the Equus effect. But it is, and we have founder Jane Strong with us right now. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning, Marshall. Good. Glad to have some rain.
Yeah. We'll take whatever we can get when we get it.
Yeah.
Well, 10 years.
Yes, sir. I know. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Hard for me to believe. Well, if anyone had said it was going to be 10 years before you got kind of really rolling and, you know, expanding and stuff, I don't know that I would have taken this on, but I'm really glad that we did and very grateful for this community, for sure.
You know, it's interesting you say that because Jill and I think we're about 13 years old now, and we didn't think it would take, and it did take about 10 or 11 years for us to get a foothold and to be taken seriously with other nonprofit radio stations and our mission. And I think with what you've done is we didn't create something brand new. Yeah, we created a new nonprofit radio station, but nonprofit radio stations have been around. The program you created, the Equus Effect, was really groundbreaking in itself because it hadn't been done before.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, of course, we came out of the world of therapeutic riding for kids with different forms of, you know, limitations or autism or different things like that. And then we moved, the world of this type of stuff moved into more mental, emotional, psychological stuff. But it was really quite new, and people didn't know how to do it in a way that was really effective and how to do it in a way that was lasting. And we figured out a way to offer this to veterans and first responders and now frontline health workers, and now members of the community who've been kind of rattled by the pandemic. So we've come up with a way of dealing with this that's really different and really empowering to people rather than treating people as if they're broken or not okay. So, it's different.
For people that are listening to us and are just really finding about the width and the depth of the programs that the Equus Effect offers, their website is theequuseffect.org. That's EQUUSEffect.org. EQUUSEffect.org. And you can find out a whole bunch of information. Let's get down to, though, your anniversary event, which is coming up at Quarry Hill Farm and Sharon Road in Lakeville, which is coming up very, very soon. Let's go over the dates and go from there.
Okay. So we're September 10 at 5 o'clock from 5 till 7. Performance and demonstration will start at 5:30, so folks will have a chance to come in and say hi to each other and grab a drink and some hors d'oeuvres and some chili and other fixins that are going to be interesting and different and plenty to eat and drink and some Harney teas and soft drinks. So we hope everyone will feel satisfied with that and entertained by the demonstration and the event that we're going to put on with a performer who is a really fine equestrian. We did the same thing last year at our place where we had a woman called Bettina Drummond, who's a really incredible equestrian, do a demonstration of her work with tables in the round pen and about 40 or 50 people sitting at the tables. And she navigated this with her horse, Kay Macho, who's this beautiful stallion. And it was really something to be right there, right up close to this horse and watch her perform. And this year, we're going to do it at Ray Schwarz's place at Quarry Hill Farm in a big arena because we have another horse who's one of her students' horses, and there's going to be a performance that's going to be faster and bigger. And I'm not sure if it's more dramatic or it's just more powerful with the horse moving a lot faster, which is why we're going to be in a big arena. But it's all moves that one would use in war. Looks like ballet, but it's actually quite impressive in terms of prevailing over one's enemy on the battlefield with a horse, which is, of course, what we did till, I guess it was World War I, things started to change. But anyway, that's the link to the military, which is, of course, our central to our mission. So we're hoping that the performance will be really spectacular. And yeah, we always try to educate as well as entertain, so we'll have a lot of facts and information and stories about the work we do and how it works. So,
you know, if people don't think that the size and the excitement and the unbelievable aspect of watching this event, just go to the website and click on the 2022 annual event, and there's a picture there, which they say a picture spends 1,000 words.
Right.
That picture tells you everything about the grace, the strength, and the size of these horses, and also the person that's leading the horse on. It's an amazing picture.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and we get these vets to do this on the ground, and it really brings up a lot of autonomy and joy and just a sense of engagement with certainly with the horses. But then, you know, when they go home, they feel much more settled, much more grounded, much clearer, and they're able to handle relationships and things that come up in their lives because they've kind of awakened some sense of collaboration, which is the name of the event, is the power of collaboration. And when you can learn to do that with a horse, which is a nonverbal form of communication, you can certainly learn to do it with people. And that's what the vets tell us, is that they are able to handle things that they never thought they could handle because we've built this capacity in them. And that's what it looks like. That's part of the work, is getting them really going with our horses.
The 10th anniversary celebration is September 10th for the Equus Effect at a new location this year. Once again, that's Quarry Hill Farm, which is located at 345 Sharon Road in Lakeville. And you know what? I always like to do this, especially with nonprofits, because when we do things to raise money for our nonprofit. And if it weren't for local businesses and people supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do it. And I'm looking over your corporate sponsors, include Dover Saddlery, Harney and Sons, Paley's Market, Quarry Hill Farm, of course, Ring's End, and Solomar Farm, Southport Estate Caretakers, The Next Step. I mean, these are all important. These people step forward, and it really makes it possible for you to turn this evening into a fundraiser.
Right, exactly. We could never, ever do it without the support of this community, and I'm so grateful for it because people really have stepped up, individuals and local businesses, and you know, it makes me feel like the mission really matters when people put their faith in you and show that kind of support. It's a big deal to us, and we'd never be able to do it without it.
Now, let's also talk about, you're going to have music, and you've got a much beloved musicians, not only around here, but around the world, because that they really have traveled the world time and time again. The Joint Chiefs are going to be performing music as well.
Exactly. They're going to perform before and after the performance, and they've choreographed with the equestrian, the woman who's going to be riding. They've coordinated. They're going to be performing with her, and they've been choreographing. That's the right word. The music to go with her performance. So I'm looking forward to seeing it too, because I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, once again, this is September 10th from 5 till 7, Quarry Hill Farm. The demo and performance begins at 5:30 sharp. And the attire is barn casual attire. I like that.
yeah, because it's in an arena. The whole thing is in an arena, so folks have to know high heels would not be happy on that footing, but certainly sneakers or boots or whatever people have that's a little bit sturdier than what they normally would wear to a garden party.
All right, and once again, if you want tickets and more information, you can purchase them online at theequuseffect.com.
Org,
pardon me. And when you're there, you can go to the at the top bar to the right, 2022 annual event, scroll down, and you can purchase tickets right there online. So once this event is over and done with, do you have any new plans for what you're going to do in the coming year, the 11th year?
Yes. we're starting our research, which is sponsored by the VA and Yale. They are starting a research project that's going to last through the winter, and so we'll have 2 days a week. We'll have veterans here, and that's just really exciting. That's going to change the game for us in terms of credibility and evidence-based type work that is missing in this world of working with horses for the betterment of humans. And so we're really excited about that. So we're going to do that, and we're able to work through the winter because we have a new covered round pen. So we expect to be busy, and we expect to be including a lot of different folks in the work. And certainly we've been seeing also military families. We just started last year Blue Star Moms and Gold Star Moms. So we figure we'll continue that through the winter too. And just, it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and more appealing to people who really do want to settle down and be able to, we call it, build their capacity to handle life on life's terms.
So this really, as you mentioned in the beginning, this has blossomed into a project, I think, even much bigger than you initially imagined when you founded the Equus Effect.
Oh, yeah. We really, really focused on veterans, and that was our aim, was to serve them. And then first responders started to show up, and that's a little bit different population, but they have the same issues of needing to settle down. They just have to do it every day when they have to go home to their kitchen table with their families. And the vets have to come. They come home all at once, but the first responders have to do it every day. So that's a different group, but it's similar military-type culture. And then the frontline health workers, of course, have been extremely grateful to have something that gets them off the track of just being overwhelmed and worried. And then now community members have been coming, and so who knows where it's going to go, but it's really delightful to feel that the horses can contribute to people's well-being and ability to move forward in life.
The 10th anniversary event for the Equus Effect on September 10th at Quarry Hill Farm in Lakeville, Connecticut, on 345 Sharon Road. More information, including the ability to buy tickets and purchase tickets, theequuseffect.org, theequuseffect.org. Jane, we know what a struggle it can be at times, but obviously what you're doing not only has a local and regional impact, but a full impact around the country and probably around the world. Much congratulations for your hard work over the previous 10 years, and much success in the coming years ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Jane.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Jane Strong, the Equus Effect. Once again, their 10th anniversary event, Quarry Hill Farm, 345 Sharon Road in Lakeville. And more information is available at theequuseffect.org on the web.